Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defon LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 195 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening.
Good evening, Mike. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. Long good, weekend for me here.
Oh, look at you.
Corporate America.
You corporate
Thursday
guys.
Off, Friday yeah. off, Saturday off, Sunday off.
You shirt and tie weasels.
Yes, you got that right. Not you. You'll be up at the crack of dawn Thanksgiving morning. Forget thawing out the turkey. You're going to be out cleaning carts.
Bringing carts out, and it's supposed to be a rain out too tomorrow.
Oh, so you're thinking that you're going to be there for no nickels, no dimes, nothing.
Oh, no nickels, no dimes, no nothing. It's going to be a miserable day.
You're just going to be sitting there. Is the chef at least going to take care of you, have a little thing prepared, or are they closed?
I'm not sure. I told the pro to make sure that he brings me in some donuts.
Oh, well, that's the least they could do, right?
Because when he was leaving Thursday, he's like, am I going to see you on our Sunday? He's like, am I going to see you at Thanksgiving? I said, yeah. I said, who's responsible for the donuts? He's like, well, the cart guy is. I'm like, oh, that's great. He's like, no, I'll take care of you.
Yeah, we'll see. That sounds like an over-promise, under-deliver if I ever heard one.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to work Thanksgiving, I need at least a couple of donuts and a nice Dunkin' Donuts coffee, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Do they still have the king, the hot size, like the king size?
It's a double. Yeah, extra large. Yeah, I get the extra large. I don't know if they have that other one. I haven't seen that down here.
Things like a foot and a half tall.
This is Eric.
Eric Erickson. Yeah, so obviously we're recording this the night before Thanksgiving. This will be released after Thanksgiving. But what are your plans for the day of? You going just low key, or you?
I'm going to my cousin Kurt's house.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yep.
A little late. Get there a little later than you would like, I'm sure, but still plenty of time to enjoy the day.
That is correct, sir.
And then Friday, Saturday off, correct?
Yes. College football.
Oh yeah. Some big
although,
games. Some college hoops too.
We're talking about Susie has a half day on Friday. We're talking about maybe running up to listen to the orchestra real quick at the Grand Floridian and maybe grabbing some chow at Citrico's, but nothing is firm yet.
Ooh, I like that plan, except I might change it from Citrico's to Art Smith.
Yeah, but we're looking to see if we can get that 30% discount.
Oh, that's still going. A little longer, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Didn't think about that. 30% off Citrico's brings it down to, like, one credit level prices.
Yeah, give or take, yep.
Pretty close to it, anyway, depending on what you order.
You upset me with your text a couple weeks ago, so I kind of want to go up now and listen to the Christmas music and have some Citrico's.
Oh, which text? When I was just sitting there relaxing, living the life at the Grand Floridian?
Yeah, yes. You know that there's a few things that make me jealous, and that's definitely one of them.
Yeah, but that's not even fair for you to get jealous, because you can literally do that anytime you want.
Yes, I can, but you were there doing it when I was at home.
That's true.
It was one of those rare occasions where it was role reversal.
That's true. And you didn't like that, did you?
No, I didn't care about you being on Dumbo.
No, I didn't think you would. Now, I have to ask you a question here, and this is important. We talked about this a little bit today, message-wise, but your favorite single-credit table service just closed down and got replaced with the Ale and Compass restaurant at the Yacht Club.
Yeah, that doesn't make me happy.
No more Captain's Grill, which you said had a fantastic lobster roll, great breakfast.
Clam chowder, great breakfast, and a great dinner, I might add, too. We've eaten all three there.
So before we get into the meat, I mean, we usually don't talk Disney in the first segment of the episode, but I felt like this needed to be talked about a little bit. Did you look at the new menu that they have there?
Briefly. It didn't catch my eye.
Nothing really jumps out. It's like all over the place, though, the stuff they have. Like, doesn't seem like there's any rhyme or reason to it. They have these oven pies, they have ravioli, they have barbecue pork chop, they have a clam bake, chicken and waffles. It's like all over the joint. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish here. But they do, I thought they still had the lobster roll, but I guess they don't have that anymore, huh? They got rid of the lobster roll completely. Maybe it's on their lunch menu. Let's go back to that here.
Beautiful breakfast, too. Nice, like, crab omelet, lobster omelets.
Yeah. Now, the good news is they have the lobster roll at lunch. Maine lobster roll served with choice of fries or house-made vinegar chips for $20. So if they keep the same general recipe, I'm sure you'll be pretty happy with that. The lunch looks better than the dinner, I have to say. They have a mushroom caramelized onion and Gruyere cheeseburger, open-faced skirt steak sandwich with caramelized onions, a poached egg, fennel, watercress, and tomato salad. Not bad, but I know that was like one of your favorite places, so now you got a, you know, something different. And you're not a man who likes his change, do you?
No. Keep it the same.
Yeah, the breakfast doesn't sound that great. Red flannel hash is a chorizo hash with poached eggs. They got a caramel apple French toast, ham and cheese omelet, a breakfast pie, smoked trout spread served with a coddled egg, pickled vegetables, and warm Parker House rolls. You going to get that?
No.
No. Open-faced skirt steak sandwich. That's the same thing at lunch. There you go. Cornbread waffle with a strawberry orange compote and lemon ricotta.
No.
Yeah, they messed this place up for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. Although you always said it was dead in there, so maybe they needed to get more people in there and just change it up a little bit or something.
Could be. Could be.
I don't know. Will you give it a shot?
Yeah, of course I will.
Yeah, it's a new sit-down. I mean, even though you're going to be... I feel like you're going to be a harsh judge because it replaced something you really loved.
Yeah, even if it's better, you know I'm going to say it's not. You know how I
roll. Yeah, you're going to say it's garbage even if it is
right.
Better. That's true.
Correct. Yep.
But yeah, I'll be interested to hear what you think of it because the menu, there's a couple items, but Captain's Grill seemed like it fit in better at the Yacht Club anyway. It just seems like trying to be like a fancy restaurant for the sake of being fancy. I don't know. Any other thoughts there? You're just going to withhold judgment until you get to try it.
No, I'm
going to
withhold judgment until I eat there.
Fair enough. That could be any time now, I imagine.
Could be.
This is getting into the time where you really you start going up there more often to check out the Christmas decorations. Like, you don't go to the parks, but you like to go to the different resorts and stuff.
Timing's poor, though, now with a little puppy who can't be left that long.
That's true. Yeah,
And the house closing coming up.
Yeah. So you might miss out on the season.
Could very well.
Because how long is the old roadie going to last by himself?
You know, he goes, I put him in at midnight when I go to bed, and she gets up at like 6:15 and lets him out. So he can go 6 hours in his crate.
Yeah, 6 hours, though, that's three hours of driving, and then you get 3 hours at the parks or at the hotel. It's not necessarily worth it.
Right, I already solicited my buddy who loves dogs and asked him if he wanted to do some pet sitting. He said he'd love to, so...
Oh, nice.
Maybe we'll try him out, but...
Yeah, see how it goes. What else is new down there? How's
well, everything? I was going to mention before we get into that, you know my friend Mark? He was my best man?
Yeah.
Okay, so his mom lives down here. She lives in Lakeland, which is about a half hour from property, so she went up for... check out the Christmas decorations. She's staying at Pop.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the meal plan. So she was at Grand Floridian Cafe, and she said, of course, she has to get the most expensive thing on the menu.
Because she's on the meal plan, yeah.
Because you're on the meal plan, whether or not you like it or not. So she was on Facebook posting this, so I wished her a happy anniversary. She came back. She doesn't even know, you know, my love for the Grand Floridian Cafe. She said the French onion soup is the best she's ever had.
It's so good.
I said, it can't just be the three of us, then.
No, it's definitely not. Because didn't you ask the waiter, and he said that a lot of people say France, but he thinks it's the best at the Grand Floridian Cafe?
Yeah, I think when we were having that the breakfast brunch. Lunch with your parents and sister, that he said that it's been known as the best on property. So
it's so good.
Isn't it good?
Yes. It's very, very good. The whole place is nice. I mean, the decor could use a little refreshing in the restaurant, but other than that, the menu's great.
The service is good. It's got stuff for everybody.
It does. It's not a huge menu, but most of the restaurants don't have a huge menu anyway.
I think Dr. Brown would even eat there, don't you think?
Yeah, most likely. They have a hamburger on menu. Yeah, definitely a good place.
I got a quick Chaw story to tell before you give the beer.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. We'll do that, and then we'll get right into the beer of the week.
So he plays every Sunday with his church group, and they always tip. You get three ones on one cart and a nickel on the other, so they're good for eight, which is fine by me. So he goes, he worked on Saturday for my buddy who needed the day off. He goes, I got to tell you what happened yesterday. I go, okay. What? He goes, these people come up, and they go, do you do the 3 for $10 deal? And he said, What do you mean? He said, well, one of the guys said that you do that they can do 3 buckets for $10 instead of 5 apiece for 15. He goes, yeah, I can do that. So he does the 3 for $10 deal, right?
So, cash only, right?
Of course. So he said that they go across the street, and another person parks the car, grabs their bag, walks across the street, joins them at the range. He goes, next thing I know, they're all coming back, and they got all 3 buckets at the full. He goes, and they go walking into the pro shop. He goes, I'm going, oh, God, no, what the hell is going on in there? What the hell is going on in there? So his partner goes in just to kind of eavesdrop on the conversation.
Yeah.
They're looking for $10. They don't want to hit the balls now. They want to go out and play, and they're wondering if they can credit the $10 for their tee.
Oh, no. That didn't go well, did it? Your whole racket's getting thrown under here. Looking for a credit on the range balls.
Cha said the first mistake they made. You can't be discount. I'm like, you can't discount balls. Then they go in and say, oh, can we get that 3 for 10 deal?
That is
a big
mistake.
What the hell are you talking about? That's mistake number one. But he said the assistant was there, and he's cool. He goes, oh, Todd was in there, we would have all been screwed. Yeah, it is. I said, that's like the kid who like works at the liquor store, and he sells you a case of Bud Light out the back door for $10, and you go turn around and walk in and try to get a refund for it.
Yeah, well, it goes both ways.
Exactly.
But, like, you know, those guys need to know better when they're getting a good deal with cash, but Cha needs to know better and not get too greedy.
Yeah, you can't do that deal. I thought that was hilarious when he. I told Kristen, she just shook her head. She's like, "That's ridiculous."
Vito's got to get down there and straighten these guys out.
Yeah,
they're gonna blow the whole operation. These guys.
Oh, and I told. Speaking about Vito doing his consulting work, He was very upset when you said that he would show up in a wife beater. Vito said specifically he does not leave the house without a suit.
Oh, okay.
So he'll be sitting in cart to number 22, and he'll just be smoking his cigar, and he'll have his full suit. Yep.
Well, I meant like for hitting range balls, not just like sitting there.
Oh, you think when he hits balls, he wears his wife beater?
Well, he's gonna take off the jacket. He's not gonna get his jacket all messed up and his nice shirt.
That's true.
You know, he's gonna take them off, have the suspenders, and just the wife beater, and hit some 4 irons.
he's still got the 1 iron in his bag.
Yeah, he's got the 1 iron, the old Tommy Hagen Ultra. Laying
big
some
leather.
Turf over the top of the
big leather bag. He's just just fine cigars all throughout his
fine
his
cigars
bag.
But you know what else he's got in there? A ton of range. Like, he takes range balls and plays them on the water holes. He's one of those guys.
Oh yeah, probably.
You know those guys? Oh, water hole, put a range ball on the tee.
Vito Corleone.
Yeah, you know how that is. All right, so my unofficial beer sponsor of the week for this week is from Firestone Brewing. It's called the Mocha Merlin Coffee Infused Oatmeal Stout. It says Beer Before Glory. It's got a bear on it and a dragon or something. I don't know. It's got a pretty cool can. 5.5% alcohol by volume. Brewed by the Firestone Walker Brewing Company in Paso Robles, California. California is not known for their stouts, but this one's pretty good. Mocha Stout. So it's got that like coffee and chocolate flavor going.
That sounds like mud, that sounds like mud, that sounds like mud.
We got the beat.
Ooh, that sounds like mud.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Let our love wherever we go.
All right, we're back for break. This is episode 195 of the 4 for 4 podcast. And Mr. Klinsman, let's kind of pick up where we left off last week with, what is this, day number 4 your trip down to the world.
Yeah, so that sounds right, because we left off at Art Smith, correct?
Yes, and okay, what a great way to leave off.
Yeah, so that was, my sisters met us there at Art Smith, and we had a great dinner, and so that was Thursday. So now we're on to Friday that week, and we start off at Hollywood Studios.
And could you go there 8 times on this trip? What the hell's the deal?
It was a little much, but I'm glad I went for this reason alone. They stepped up their decoration game big time. They drained Echo Lake. They put like a Christmas tree in the middle of the lake, so the tree's not outside the gate anymore. There are big Christmas trees in the middle of Echo Lake, which that's the one with the dinosaur behind, like near 50s primetime and everything.
Yeah, they serve like ice cream and stuff.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. And they put all these giant like ornament balls. They look like the ones that you hang from a tree, but they're giant. They're in the middle of the water. It looks really cool. And the main street is all decorated playing like 1950s Christmas music. It was really nice. They did a great job with that, so I was glad to see all that all the decorations there. And that was about it, though. We didn't do a whole heck of a lot. We did end up checking out the Baseline Tap House, the new spot where Writer's Stop used to be, and had a couple beers there, and got the pretzel and the California cheese plate. And let me tell you about this cheese plate, Billy.
Okay, go ahead.
$10, so it's not that expensive. It's big. I got a picture of it here. There's 3 types of cheese. One looks like a goat cheese, one's like a cheddar, and one's a blue cheese. And they're big portions. There's some grapes, some crostinis, some pickles. There's some sliced chorizo and some sliced salami on there. And there's a lot of, probably like 6 or 8 pieces of each. So it's a huge portion for $10. I think that's a pretty solid deal as far as a snack, like a kind of a fancier snack that you can get over there. And the beers were good. They have good options for the beers if you like a craft beer. You got the 22-ounce tall boy for like $9.50 of a craft beer, so that's not too bad either.
Mm-hmm.
As far as price goes. And it's cool in there. They got some good decorations, some nods back to it being the Writer's Stop and some other things. Like, it's supposed to be set in the 1950s in California, so there's like advertisements for Disneyland opening up and things like that. So it's pretty cool inside. It's small, but it's still a nice little area. But there's not a whole heck of a lot to do over at Hollywood Studios. So we did go on Rock and Roller Coaster. We had a fast pass for that, and then I left. I got on a bus and went over to the Magic Kingdom to walk around a little bit. Because that's the evening you were coming up to meet us for dinner. So I figured I'd get a head start on the Magic Kingdom. I'd seen pretty much enough of Hollywood Studios at that point. And I went over to Magic Kingdom, and I was on the bus. I'm looking at the My Disney Experience app, seeing if there are any fast passes or how the wait times were. And I'm looking, and all the wait times are super low. So I'm getting excited. I'm like, oh, I can go over here, get on Space Mountain real quick. So I get there, I go to Tomorrowland, and Space Mountain's like a 90-minute wait. It said it was like a 15-minute wait. So I'm like, all right, so what's going on here? The app is garbage, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now the wait time, I mean, I said it last week, and the wait times are just totally off. So when there's no rides to go on, what's a man to do but to go over and grab a corn dog from Sleepy Hollow?
What is it? I don't like corn dogs anyways, but no. Go ahead.
We talked about this with Schaefer. Remember I said it was like the snack I wanted to try at Magic Kingdom that I haven't had? It's the hand-dipped corn dog with homemade chips. It was like $8 or something. Wasn't too bad. The corn dog, I was a little disappointed because they say it's like hand-dipped and fresh, but it wasn't even like hot. I think they had made it ahead of time and it just sitting there under the heating lamp, so it wasn't that good. I don't know. I was very disappointed, and I had high hopes, and it did not live up to expectations. But the homemade chips were good. That's one thing that Disney does pretty well, those the homemade chips they have. I'm never disappointed in those. After that, I was trying to find stuff to do, and you know what I said? I'm going to get the heck out of here. Got on
that's
a boat.
That's a good decision. Good decision.
Got on a boat. Actually, I watched the parade for the first time, the Festival of Fantasy parade, because it was going on as I left Sleepy Hollow. So I said, you know, I'll just stand here and watch it. And not bad. It's a decent parade.
I like that parade, Bill. I do like that parade.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like the dragons. Very definitely cool to see.
The music's very catchy.
And the music is very catchy, you're right. But I got on a boat, and I went over to the Wilderness Lodge.
One of your favorites.
Gorgeous resort, I love that place. And I went to Geyser Point for the first time. Sat at the bar, open air, out looking over the water, had a couple beers. Got these really dirty chicken wings they had as a special, like these spicy chili teriyaki chicken wings. Very good. We talk about how Disney doesn't do wings right, but if they did these at more places, they would definitely get a reputation for good wings because they were very good. Crispy, a good amount of sauce, but not too much sauce where they started getting
soggy. Not too sloppy.
Yeah, exactly. They were tasty too. But yeah, I loved Geyser Point. I was probably there for a good 2.5-3 hours just sitting there. Enjoying the day. It was gorgeous. Probably like 80 that day. No humidity. Just sitting out on the water. Walked around the grounds a little bit. Took some pictures. And I was waiting for you to come pick me up because you were going to meet me there. Then we were going to leave your car at the hotel and then take the bus back to Magic Kingdom for dinner.
Yes.
And you come waltzing into the lobby. And where am I? I'm sitting out on a rocking chair overlooking the whole like property. Like I own the joint.
Beautiful.
Didn't you like that?
Great. Yes.
You're walking through like, oh, look at that. Who's this guy sitting on the rocking chair? And then all of a sudden you're, hi, Jürgen.
Yeah. Yep. Mr. DVC himself.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm staying over at All Star Music and I'm sitting there on the rocking chair on the Wilderness Lodge.
Probably grabbing one of their USA Today's.
I would love to. Yeah. But that was, oh man, I loved that. And then, like I said, we ended up having dinner, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, at Liberty Tree. But then, after that, we had a good, about half hour run of the parks after that?
Mm-hmm.
Where we did the Thunder Mountain a couple times, and we closed the ride down, which was fun, being the
last
train.
Ones. Yeah. Yep.
And they literally, like, put the rope up across the line right as we got through. And that was cool. So we did the live streams of that, which you can actually go back and watch on our Facebook page if you're interested. All those live streams I left there archived, so if you're listening and you want to see some of the archive live streams we have, they're out there available for your perusal, and that was always good. And then that was the night we bumped into Sean from Tiki Talk on the bus, and then we hung out with him at the bar at All Star Music for a few hours that night.
Oh, we were there for a long time.
Yeah, like from, what, 11:30 till about 2:30?
2:30, yeah.
Yeah, and the next morning, we went over to Olivia's. We talked about that breakfast, how good that was. And then we headed over to Animal Kingdom. That was my first time at Animal Kingdom for this trip, so I waited till the Saturday to step foot in Animal Kingdom. And I was excited because I haven't seen the new Pandora, so we'll talk about that shortly. But we ended up going on the safari. And do you want to talk a little bit about the Melnick that was doing the tour? I hate to throw cast members under the bus, but this guy was terrible.
You go right ahead, Bill. You were very upset.
Well, I wasn't upset. I was like, I was just surprised because, I mean, he seemed like a nice guy. He wasn't rude. He wasn't being a jerk or anything, but he mumbled. Like, you couldn't understand anything he said. He either had a speech impediment or, like, some kind of social anxiety. And he talked, like, super fast, and he didn't finish his sentences. He would just say, like, on your left is a giraffe, and that's actually not a... And then he would just stop.
Yes.
And I was like, what? That's not... Like, he got a lot of things wrong. He was saying the wrong things at the wrong time.
Yes.
So I don't know
yes.
if it was, like, one of his first... maybe he just started there, and he was really nervous, but it was not a good good experience as far as the narration went. But... We saw
it reminded me when I was a kid, I used to go to Schaefer Stadium to see the Patriots Jets.
Here again, Michael Schaefer Stadium?
Yeah, Mike Schaefer Stadium. And like they literally, their infrastructure was so terrible. It was like you had a Mr. Microphone, and the PA announcer would be like, G-H-D-V-C-V-G-E-P-K-E-P-B-G-E-P-C-K-D-D-3. And like you had no idea what the public address announcer was saying.
He could have been telling you to evacuate the stadium. There was a fire.
Yeah.
First down.
G. Stevens. You don't remember John Stevens, do you?
No.
Yeah, he was a pretty good running back. He played with Craig James. Remember Craig James?
Oh, yeah, from SMU.
He used to be like on ESPN.
Yeah.
Doing College Game Day. Tony Eason, Irving Fryer.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, I digress.
So we did the safari, and then we met up at Pandora, and I got to see that place for the first time. I wasn't totally blown away with the land. I mean, maybe because I haven't seen it at night, but it just seemed I don't know. It didn't do a whole lot for me. Like, some people love it. They think it's the greatest thing ever. And granted, they put a ton of detail into it, but it doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know. You would just watch the movie before you went for the first time.
And I thought it was really cool going the day after it's seeing the movie. Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
But I wasn't blown away by it. It was nice, but nothing that, like, knocked my socks off.
Do you think you went in with just huge expectations?
Yeah, I think that had a lot to do with it. I was really expecting to just, like, walk in and, like, drop to my knees and start, like, sobbing or something, but it was
with
just
with him,
like,
and through him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit.
Well, not like
Spirit.
That.
Walking around with our incense. Oh, unity.
Joe Rohde. It was good. It was fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like, oh, I'll never go in there again, but just didn't blow me away like I was expecting it to. However, we could talk about this because you shared this experience with me. We were able to weasel you into a Flight of Passage fast pass after you were weaseled out of it unceremoniously.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about
this.
Yeah,
you go ahead.
First of all, I didn't weasel into it. I took an unused fast pass.
That's true.
What I
it
did.
Was perfectly legitimate because Frank wasn't feeling well, so he was not going to use it anyway. So mm-hmm. we swapped him over to you.
No different from having like the last two like pieces of the burger bite.
Right.
Can't throw it away.
Right, exactly.
But let's talk about what the hell happened.
Yeah, I'm as shocked as you are. Trust me, when I heard about what happened, I was shocked.
So about 3 months ago, I'm on my Disney experience, booking something for me and Susie. We're doing our last minute. Oh, we're going to go up tomorrow. Oh, let's go to Epcot. Oh, I can't get a fast pass, sir. I already have this, blah, blah, blah. So I'm messaging you. You go, oh, I think you might be over your allotted fast passes. I booked a bunch of fast passes for you when you come. The original thought was that I was going to spend a week.
Right.
And you said that you got me fast passes for every day, blah, blah, blah. Let me see if I can take them down. I said, well, just make sure that you keep the one for Pandora.
Right, exactly.
And you said, okay. So you took them down. I was able to book my fast passes.
Yeah, because you can only have it for 7 days or something if you're an annual pass. So you can't, like, book them for every day for a month out. You can only have it on 7 different days or something.
Which is fine. That's fair because you could be a jerk and just book one every day and not use them. Okay, that's fair. So I look on a Thursday and, you know, I'm checking my, not reservations, but, you know, my days to
the
come.
The plans, yeah.
And I don't have this. And Susie said, you know what? I think I'm going to try to see if we can get somebody to watch Rohde because I'd like to go up just for a few hours and go on that. I said, don't bother. I said, somehow we don't have the fast pass. She said, no, like 3 days ago I looked and we were all set. I said, yeah, I looked last night and something happened. We don't have it. And she's like, oh, well, I'm not going up there then. I said, yeah, that's fine. So then fast forward a couple days and you can now tell the story.
So, As you know, but the listeners don't, Por Favor Mary was a late addition to this trip. So after I had booked the fast passes, she was able to make plans to the trip. So she came on the trip, and I got her included on all our fast passes, except I couldn't get her on, like, Seven Dwarf Mine Train and Pandora. There was no availability. So when she came, I said, yeah, you're not going to be able to go on those. We'll just have to, you know, sorry, you came late. You know, it's not how it works, and that was fun. She didn't care. But then, Por Favor Sue,
who let me say who I idolized since the day I was born.
Oh, I
who,
see that was in past tense. All
yes,
of a sudden.
Who I wanted to marry when I was 4 and was talking her out of marrying my uncle.
Yes,
did me harm.
She
now
did.
Continue with your story.
So not only did she decide to book Mary onto the fast passes, she took off both of you. And just basically took a flame to your fast passes and
basically
and
said,
This is
my daughter, and this is my nephew and niece in law.
Yeah.
Adios.
Boof. You're out. You're out.
Maybe they won't come up for dinner. I think that's, yep.
Oh,
I
you think
that
they're
was,
trying to save a couple bucks on the Liberty Tree? You know, that's not a bad theory. I didn't even think of that. That's
yeah,
not
I
a
don't
bad
know.
Theory. But, yeah, I said, well, why did you do that? She said, well, you didn't think they were going to be coming. I said, well, I didn't know. I said, the only day they could come is the Saturday, because that's the only day they both have off, and blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, I didn't know. And I was like, why did you take both of them? Why didn't you leave at least one of them? She's like, well, I don't know. I didn't know how to do it right. It's like, if you
now
didn't know
she's
how to
panicking.
Do it. Yeah, yeah. I said, if you didn't know how to do it, you should have had Mary or Catherine or I do it, and we could have just swapped one. Like, I would have talked to you and said, is Susie coming? And you would have said yes or no, and we would have just swapped Susie's to Mary if she didn't come up or whatever we had to do. And lo and behold, at the end of the day, I guess, I mean, there's no way we would have known that, but Frank was sick. If Susie had come up and my mom hadn't touched anything, Mary could have taken Frank's fast pass and everyone could have gone on it.
Yep. Hindsight's 20/20. I do have a question, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it intent, or do you think it was user error?
Oh, definitely user error.
Okay. Oh,
100% user error.
It was user error, because I'm still thinking that could have been intentional.
No, I don't think so. That's operator error right there. Anyway, let's get back to the matter at hand, though. That was your first time going on Flights of Passage, and...
That is correct, Jürgen.
You loved it.
Oh, man, I thought it was amazing.
It's fantastic, don't get me wrong. I think it's great. It's
what's going on here? I'm sounding like the cheerleader, and you're sounding like me.
I liked it better the second time, which I'll get to a little bit. So I think it's... I was worried it didn't have a lot of rewrite ability, but then I liked it more the second time. And, yeah, it's in my top five. I don't think it's, like, the best ride ever made. A lot of people, you know, with hyperbole, which is the way people get. Anytime something's new, it's the best thing. I don't necessarily think it's the best thing Disney's ever done, but it's really, really cool. And I like it a lot. I'd go, and, you know, if it's under an hour, I'd wait in the line anytime for that thing.
Well, that says a lot right there, because there's not many attractions that you're going to wait over an hour for anyways.
No, you're right. Yeah, the technology is amazing. The what they do to make you feel like you're literally flying is incredible. The scenes are beautiful. The effects are good, the water and the smells and everything, but yeah, it's so fast, like the way you're moving through the scenes, that you really get caught up in it. Like you feel like you're moving through everything. You don't realize you're wearing the glasses. Like when you're on Star Tours, you're very aware of the 3D glasses.
Correct.
Being like part of the experience. With this, it just feels like you're in the middle of it somehow. I don't know how it does that, but it really they really took it to the next level. I mean, definitely technologically it's incredible. Everything about it was good. I still think I'd rather but then the weight thing comes into play because I've gone on it so many times. I'd rather go on Splash Mountain, Tower of Terror, probably even Everest. I don't even think it's my favorite at that park. But after that, it's probably right there after, like, Splash Mountain, Tower of Terror. Those are the only other ones I'd probably wait longer or rather do. But just being new and the novelty of it, obviously, right now, if you said you could only have a fast pass for one of these, which would you pick? I would pick Flights of Passage because it's the hardest to get and you're going to have to wait the longest for it. Where does it rank for you? Is it right up in your top spot right now?
Yeah, I'd have to really think about it because I like it better than Expedition.
Yeah.
I like it better than anything in Epcot right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously I like Carousel of Progress, but
it's hard to compare. That's right. A show and a ride, you know.
And do I like it better than I like it better than Tower of Terror and Rock? Yeah, I'd say it's probably my favorite right now.
You think so?
But yes.
And you also said, though, right after, that you always like the newest the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to give it a little time to breathe. But as of right now, you're dying to go back on it, aren't you?
That was awesome. It was so awesome.
It was very good. We also have to talk a little bit. Before we did that, I went a little bit out of order. We went to the Kali River Rapids, and we did a live video from there. That was fun.
Yeah,
I got pretty soaked on that one, but I was dry within 15 minutes, probably. It was a good one. Good ride. Full weasel-filled cabin. You had that kid that you wanted to slap that was on our boat. You were hoping he would get soaked, and he basically came out unscathed.
Yeah, he was a little goofball, wasn't he?
He was like a young Gary.
That's probably why you wanted to slap him.
I
wanted to slap that kid.
Yeah. That was good. Then we went over to Everest, did that. Always fun, Expedition Everest. That was it, though. We kind of just did a quick... cheerleader heavy version of Animal Kingdom, Safari, mm-hmm. Rapids, Everest, Pandora, and got out of there. We didn't like explore the park, walk around, do anything like that. It was pretty crowded though, being a Saturday. It was congested.
The parks are always crowded on Saturdays for some.
And we went back to All Star, did the pool, had a good time there, and then you ate some 2-day old fried chicken and got out of there.
Which, may I say, was lovely.
You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that evening, though, after you left, I went back to Magic Kingdom with Catherine and Sue, and we went to Columbia Harbor House for dinner. And I had some of their clam chowder, which is always good. And I had the shrimp mac and cheese, which was very good as well. We did a few rides, Haunted Mansion, Little Mermaid, things like that. Just kind of closed the place down. Oh, you know what I did get on the way out? Talk about filth. I just eat nonstop.
You haven't even finished talking about what you had at Columbia Harbor House, went out a couple of rides. Oh, you want to know what else I had?
But this thing was good. It's a new addition at the Dole Whip stand at Aloha Isle. It's a upside down pineapple cake with Dole Whip on top. Little piece of cake, pineapple cake with the Dole Whip right on top. Very, very good, I have to say. Delicious. That was the night I did the live stream from Astro Orbiters, which I went on that for the first time ever.
What'd you think of that, Bill?
I would never wait more than 10 or 15 minutes for that. It's way
too
short of a ride.
Yeah, there's nothing right about it. Yeah. It's a Dumbo up high. That's all
it was.
It is.
Cool. It was cool to be up that high, and especially at night.
Get some nice breezes up there.
Nice breeze. You could see a lot from up there. Probably be good to go during the day to see what it looks like in the light of day, but at night it was nice. Just a real, real uncomfortable seat. I'm glad I was by myself because sometimes they want you to get two people into those things. There's no way another person could fit with me unless it was like your Gina.
But and even that would be a tight squeeze
even
after
that would
all
be a
you
tight
ate
squeeze.
That week.
Yeah, exactly. But it was good. I'm glad I went on it for the first time. It's one of the last things at the whole property that I've never done. So I was glad to kind of knock that off the list, and I enjoyed it. Of course, as soon as we were done with that, we got on the People Mover and took care of that. I don't think we did Carousel of Progress that night because we did it another time. I did that twice while I was there, and it wasn't that time. That was about it. After that, I think we just headed back out. Maybe did the Jingle Cruise right before park closed to knock that out of the way. That was good. I liked
and
the
now
Jingle Cruise.
What'd you grab to eat on your way out?
No, that was when I grabbed the Dole Whip. It was after People Mover on the way to Jingle Cruise. I got the Dole Whip, and then we walked out of the park and went back to the hotel. The next morning, I was up early. I had a little hankering for something to eat, and I went down to the All-Star Music Food Court. And I got a dirty, filthy, not even very good breakfast pizza.
Oh, Bill.
It was like biscuit dough with sausage gravy, bacon, eggs, and cheese on it.
Ugh.
It was not that good. It was huge. Huge.
Ugh.
Like, enough easily for two people to split, but it was not very good. Didn't really enjoy it. But regardless, I had that. I needed something for breakfast before I went to the parks. And then
it reminds me of, like, those Jimmy Dean, like, microwavable filters.
That's exactly what it was like. Yeah,
yes,
you saw the
yes.
picture of it, so you know.
Yep.
But then, Bill, think this is quite the addition to our plans, because that day we were meeting Lauren, my dad's friend from work, and her family. We were going to meet for lunch, and we didn't have a reservation, so I was going on the My Disney Experience, and I was able to score a reservation for 11 for lunch at the Wave.
All right, Billy, all right.
And you've only had breakfast there, correct?
I've had breakfast there, two or three times, correct.
But you haven't had lunch or dinner.
So that is correct, Jürgen.
The lunch menu didn't blow me away. There were decent options.
Very simple.
But very simple. I had a soup as an appetizer. It was like the soup special. And it was very good, but the portion was tiny. Like, the cup that it came in was small, and mine was half filled. I almost said something to the waiter, like, what's going on here? Did they spill it on the way? It was like a chorizo and bean soup, which was the soup was good. So I'm not going to complain about that, but the portion size was so small.
Okay.
It would fit in, like, you know, like at a wedding when they have soup and, like, they serve it in the shot glass?
Yes.
It was like two of those was the portion for, like, $8. So I wasn't too thrilled about that, but the taste was good. And then I got a Reuben, Billy. We talked about it not too long ago, how every time I see a Reuben on the menu, I don't get it, and then I regret it. So I asked the waiter, I said, I'm thinking about the burger or the Reuben. And he said, we're known for our Reuben. I was like, all right, that's enough said. So it was a regular Reuben, a Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and it was on this sunflower seed bread, which was basically like a whole wheat, but it had like sunflower seeds baked into it.
Mm-hmm.
That bread was so good. It's so toasted up nice. It had like a nutty flavor to it. The Reuben was fantastic. Came with some fries. Good recommendation by the waiter. Very good meal. Nice restaurant. I like the vibe in there. It's low key. The design is nice.
That's what I was gonna say, because I'm very, very, very contemporary as far as like picking out things for our new house and stuff. And Susie's not contemporary, and I think the Wave is such a funky. Has such funky decor inside. It's just cool, don't you think?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I did like the Wave. The bar in there looks awesome.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was just going to say that, too. That would be a cool place just to hang out. Because, like you said, it's low-key. You know that you're not going to be fighting to get a beer in there.
Yeah, it's not like going to Trader Sam's where you got to wait an hour just to get in. You can just walk in, get a drink, probably have a conversation with the bartender, and just enjoy your time.
I think that would be a cool place for the two of us next time you come down.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea. So after lunch, and something that
would,
we did...
Would you go back? Would you want to try maybe dinner sometime?
To the Wave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the food was good. I just was... The portion size on the soup was just small. That was my only complaint.
What'd your family think? Did they like it?
Yeah, everyone was happy with the burgers. Most people just got a burger or a Reuben or a chicken sandwich. Those are like the three main things.
Okay.
Because they had a grilled chicken sandwich with avocado, bacon, lemon aioli, lettuce, and tomato. Like a grilled chicken sandwich. So a couple people got that, a couple people got the Reuben, and then a couple people got the burger.
So did you guys just... go to the Magic Kingdom and then walk over to the Wave?
That's right. That's what I was just going to say. That's my first time I've used the walking path.
Really?
To the
isn't that a cool little walk?
It's a nice walk. It's a little longer than I realized, but it's not long. It's just long.
Yeah, it's probably 5-10 minutes, right?
It took, because I have my watch tells me with the steps, so it was like an 11-minute walk.
Okay.
And it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, though. I was walking at a pretty good pace, but... that was, like, in through the gates, too. That was, like, back onto Main Street.
Oh, so yeah, because where the buses drop you off, it's probably about half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, I like that. I like being able to walk there. It was good. The Wave was good. Went back to Magic Kingdom, and it was very crowded Sunday, so expect it to be crowded. I took a picture of the line that we waited in to get on the People Mover. It must have been 25 minutes that we waited to get on the People
Mover. Yeah, you got to wait to get on there now. They like, hold people down instead of letting them up for some reason.
Well, I understand that, because at some point, the moving sidewalk keeps going and people just start tumbling into each other, but...
This is Michael.
Mike Mikeson. So we did that, went on Carousel of Progress, ended up doing the Jingle Cruise again, because I think we had a fast pass, maybe Thunder Mountain. Just kind of went around, took our time, didn't have a whole lot going on that day, and then... I convinced Por Favor, Sue, Catherine, and Mary to check out Geyser Point and get some food there, because we had the quick service meal plan Catherine and Mary did that we were all kind of sharing.
Yeah, you're starting to wanting to use up some of those credits.
Exactly. You don't want to leave them on the table. And that's another Por Favor tip. Geyser Point, on top of having an incredible bar, there's a quick service location right next to it where you can go order. You can sit at the bar and they bring your food right out to you while you're sitting at the bar or at one of the tables around the bar. So I got this crispy chicken sandwich, kind of like a spicy one, had like a sriracha aioli on it, I think. Like a kind of like a Chick-fil-A kind of crispy chicken sandwich, like that big piece of chicken that overhangs the bun.
Yes.
Got that with some chips, and it was very good. Mary got a turkey sandwich, or Sue might have got the turkey sandwich, which looked pretty good. And then I think Catherine got a burger and Mary got a chicken sandwich or something like that. But there was only a couple things that we tried. But everything was good. They had chips. You could get waffle fries or like a side salad with the meals.
Now, what were their first impressions there?
So here's another tip, is that we went at night this time. And it was buggy as all heck. Like, bugs everywhere. Not mosquitoes, really? Just, like, bugs swarming around the lights, everything. It was really kind of disgusting. Because we were going to sit... They have some tables that are right on the water, like, kind of around the corner from the bar. And we were going to sit there. And the tables were just, like, covered in these bugs because the light was shining on it. So they were just attracted to it. So that was probably their first impression, was just that it was so buggy. But outside of that, they definitely enjoyed it. The food was good. The atmosphere was really nice. Yeah, it was so bad. Like, the TVs they had on in the bar, they were just covered with bugs because they were being attracted to the light of the TV.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of weird. Not in a good way. after that, we went back, and then the next day was Monday. That's the last full day we had, and I did Epcot. I got there relatively early, not like rope drop early, but early enough where I went to get a coffee from Joffrey's, and then I went to Norway and had a school bread for breakfast.
This episode of the ResortLoop.com podcast is brought to you by Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company.
Mm-hmm.
So how was the bread in Norway?
I love that thing. So it's basically a donut with the toasted coconut on top and a good cream filling. One of my favorite little snacks. Got that, enjoyed it. And this was also before 11, so World Showcase wasn't open yet. But Norway's open because of the Frozen ride, so I was able to get the snack there for breakfast. I ended up going into the Frozen meet and greet to take some videos for your Gina of the princesses.
Oh, look at you, Amanda Brown.
Yeah. They said hi to your Gina on video. But listen to this, Billy.
Did you have your like Mickey Mouse Christmas ears that like had like the lights blinking when you were doing
that? No, I had my Epcot Center shirt on and my Epcot Center hat. But
Anna and Elsa meet and greet, Billy.
But listen, remember when they first brought the meet and greet over and there was 5 hour waits to meet those characters?
Yes.
This was like probably
I only
10
waited
o'clock.
2 hours now.
No, it was 10 o'clock. There was one family got in line in front of me and they were the only ones I had to wait for. It was like a walk-on, if that can be such a thing for a meet and greet. And I noticed basically anytime I walked by, I just kind of took a peek at the wait time. It was never higher than 25 minutes. For that meet and greet.
Now, how weird did you feel doing this, Billy?
Pretty weird. So, like, yes, as soon as you start, luckily there weren't a lot of people in the line, but as soon as, like, I start, I took the camera out, and they're, like, coming up to me, like, you know, they're professional about it. They're not, like,
but
oh,
you had to make you had to make sure that you laid it down, I'm doing this.
Right out of the bat.
Only for
like,
my daughter.
I was like, can
only
you say hi to my daughters?
Yes.
And blah, blah, blah. And they did it. They did a nice job of video for them, and then, you know, I still took a picture, because Eugenia likes to see that anyway when I meet the princesses. So the things you do for your kids,
wait,
Bill.
Princesses? What?
Well, Anna and Elsa and then...
How often do you go meet princesses? I thought this was a one-time
thing.
No,
I went last year. Last year when I went, I had to go meet the Little Mermaid for her. And then I also met Rapunzel for her.
Ah, Bill.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. You keep the kids happy. So as soon as World Showcase opened, I rope dropped World Showcase. So I was hanging around Norway till about 11 o'clock, and they opened the rest of World Showcase. So I went right to Germany and I grabbed a beer. And instead of getting a food and wine beer, I went and got a full size beer.
How do you rope drop?
They literally have a rope across at the end of Norway, and at the end of France. You can't get in to World Showcase past those countries because they're all closed until 11. So I was standing there as they opened it, and I walked into Germany and was walking around the shops. And I think we've talked bad about Germany before, the pavilion, that there's nothing to do. But I was walking around, because I was waiting for Catherine to meet up with me, so I was there for probably 20 minutes. There's some nice shops in there. It's not that bad. It's better than I remembered. I mean, there's nothing necessarily to do that's going to like keep your attention for an hour, like some of the other pavilions, but... As far as just walking around, there's some cool stuff in the shops, and definitely I'm not just going to zoom past it anymore. I'll go in there again and check things out. Went back and did some food and wine stuff. Had the tried the paella from the Spain food and wine booth, which was very good. One piece of shrimp, two mussels, some chorizo, some rice. Very good. As far as paella goes, it was solid.
Mm-hmm.
Went over to...
So it wasn't too sticky like it's been sitting around for 3 hours?
Well, okay. No, it was pretty early on in the day, too, so that probably helped. But it tasted fresh. You know how like seafood can get dried out if it's just sitting around?
Yeah.
It was still pretty good as far as that goes. Well, I went over to Japan, and I got one of those frozen beers. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of that. The beer itself was fine, but that frozen foam they put on top was kind of gross.
A little weird, huh?
Yeah, I guess you're just supposed to kind of like let it melt into the beer, but you can't drink the beer without it, so I didn't really know how to go about it. It was like the beer itself was fine. It was just the Ichiban, which is just like a general, you know, light beer, but the whole thing, I wouldn't do it again. But they had these dumplings at the Japan booth Catherine wanted to get, so I split them. It was like a wasabi wrapped pork dumpling, so the wrap itself like had wasabi mixed into it, And you got four, like, decent-sized dumplings with this order. It was very good. That was one of my favorite things I'd tried at the Food and Wine, I would have to say. Walked around Morocco for a bit. Like that. That's a fun pavilion to walk around, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like all the the design there. Met back up with Por Favor Sue and Frank, and she had that bread from Brazil, that cheese bread. I was able to weasel a bite out of that. That's pretty good. Went into Rose and Crown Billy, had a beer there. This is all, like, before 1 o'clock, by the way. And went in. Carol was playing the piano. Carl, the bartender, was there. Had a good time listening to the music.
First-name basis is over here, yeah, Billy.
Carl, he's my buddy. Had a beer there, the Carl's Combo. Sat in there probably half hour, 45 minutes, enjoying the beer, listening to the music. And then we headed off and went to the Australia booth because Catherine wanted to try the sweet and spicy bushberry shrimp. And she got that. That was pretty good. It was actually a lot spicier than I thought it would be. Like, because Disney spicy usually doesn't do a whole lot for you. But it had a
It's Minnesota spice. It's Minnesota spice.
It had a nice late kick to it. It had a good good tang. You wouldn't like it because it had pineapple in the salsa, but it was good. What else did we do? We had a test track fast pass. Went into the craft beer pavilion again and got that cheeseburger mac and cheese handwich. Which was okay. The cone itself, like, it's a cone made out of bread filled with mac and cheese and ground beef and stuff. The filling was pretty good. The bread itself wasn't great. It was average. It's not something I would get again, but it wasn't bad. Went to the ride in Mexico, Three Caballeros, and then I went to a place that I've never gone to before, La Cava del Tequila.
Oh, okay.
And we sat down inside. Got a seat right away. Had a margarita. I was with Catherine at this point. It was just her and I because Mary was meeting up with one of her friends, and Frank and Sue were doing their own thing. So we just kind of hung out. And I had the jalapeno margarita, which was pretty good. It wasn't very spicy. I was expecting it to be a little spicier, but it was still very good. And we got the chip combo that comes with salsa, cheese dip, and guacamole, which was a great snack. Because a nice thing they do there, which a lot of places don't, is they'll refill the chips for you. So, you know how sometimes you get a little too much guacamole and you feel like you gotta shovel it all onto one chip?
Mm-hmm.
We were getting down to the nitty-gritty and they came and just, like, dumped another load of chips right in the basket. And I was like, oh, that's beautiful. That was a good way to do it. I also met Safari Mike that day at Epcot.
I did see pictures.
I was over at the land. So Mary took a fast pass of mine from Soarin' because I didn't really care to go on it again, and she didn't have one, so I donated her my fast pass, and she went on Soarin', and I was hanging out in the land, and then I got a message from Mike saying he was at Epcot, so I said, all right, let's meet up, and we met up. We had a beer at one of the food and wine booths, and then we just kind of talked for a few minutes. He had to go meet up with somebody, so he was on his way out. We took a picture, but he's a nice guy, very nice guy.
Oh, very cool.
And good to see him finally, you know, put a face to the voice and meet somebody. He's been on the show a few times, and I went on his show one time, so it was nice to finally meet him in person.
Very nice.
What else? Epcot. We were there all day. Went on a few other dark rides, you know, Nemo, Figment, all that fun stuff. Had some of the seared sea scallops from Coastal Eats, I believe, we went to. Catherine and I, we split them. Came with, like, a butter bean succotash with roasted corn. They were pretty good. They were a little overcooked. It was near the end of the night, so I think the scallops might have been sitting around for a little while. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then I had to try the swine brine from the Flavors from Fire.
Oh, that sounds filthy.
It was very filthy. So it's basically like a cocktail, like a bourbon cocktail. And then they put, like, a chunk of meat in it as a garnish. So it came with, like, a piggy wing on top of the swine brine. It was actually pretty good. It was a... Let's see if I can find my book here. Give you an exact description of it. Put things down. Are you interested in this swine brine?
Not really, but no, I'll be polite.
Yeah, that's fair. So the swine brine had Evan Williams bourbon, and it was like a... it doesn't even give you a good description here on this thing. So it was made with Evan Williams bourbon and a salty, smoky kind of... I don't even know how to describe it, but it was... It was definitely weird, but in a good way. We had an onion tart from the cheese booth. That Borsin onion cheese tart was very good. And I think that was the last thing. Then we watched Illuminations. I did the live stream of that. Walked out through Mouse Gear. And
How was that smelling? Okay at that time?
Yeah, it was smelling good. It's the other side of Interventions mm-hmm. now smells. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The one going towards Soren, so it's definitely a moving smell. So that was it. Packed up that night because we were heading out the next morning to Animal Kingdom. But we had to check out and leave our bags and everything and go to the parks because we had a late flight. Got over to Animal Kingdom, and they all wanted to do that stupid bird show, so I was stuck on my own. So I had those dirty fries that we talked about with Schaefer.
You got to give that another try, for crying out loud.
I can't do it. I heard they're closing that thing down.
Oh, that's disappointing. That's
from Safari Mike said that's going away. So I believe him. He's the authority on that.
Mm-hmm.
I had these Mr. Kamal's seasoned fries. So they're just like regular Disney fries, but they're seasoned. They have like a spicy paprika seasoning on it. It's got this tzatziki salad and the sriracha ketchup on top. They were pretty good. I was trying to eat them walking around, but they were too like goopy, all the stuff on top. So I had to actually find a table and get a fork and eat them. But they were very good. For $5, they give you a really big portion. It was a good snack, good snack portion. Then after they got out of the show, they all wanted to have lunch, but I had just eaten those fries. So they went over to Harambe Market, and they got some ribs and one of the pockets, or the flatbreads, like the Kefta flatbread, I think it's called.
Okay.
And they shared that, and they had that for lunch. And then we had a fast pass for the Navi River Journey in Pandora.
Okay.
So went on that. I enjoyed that ride a lot. You've gone on that, right, with Susie?
Yes, yep.
I like that. So that gives me hope for Pandora overall, because that whole vibe in there at night with everything glowing, how it's, nighttime in that ride,
mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. So if that whole area looks that cool at night, I'll definitely change my tune on it when I go back and am able to experience it at night. So as we leave the Navi River Journey, we're going by Flights of Passage. And it says it's an 80-minute wait. And Catherine and I are looking at each other. We say, 80 minutes? We said, that's worth it for 80 minutes. So we get in line, and we're like, all right, that's only an hour and 20. That's not that bad. It's such a good ride. We'll wait for it. So we're in line, and, I made a note of when we got in line, because I wanted to see how quick or how slow the line would actually be. And we're in there, and we're like halfway through the queue, and we're at an hour. I'm like, this isn't good. This is not good, because there's no way we only have 20. You could see the amount of people in front of you.
Uh-huh.
No way there's 20 minutes left. So we're going through the line, and we get there. As we're about to get on the little vehicles, it's exactly 2 hours. So it was off by 40 minutes.
Wow.
The wait time.
What's it like waiting for 2 hours? Is it awful?
Pretty boring, yeah. I mean, that queue, everyone says like the queue's really good. It's not that good. I mean, it's themed well, but there's nothing to do. There's no interactivity. There's stuff to look at, but it's a slow mover like Soarin'. Like, you move up like 10 people, and then you stop for a minute, and you move up 10 people, and you stop for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the worst way to wait in line for me. I don't like that. I'd rather be a constant slow move than, like, you move a little bit and then stop for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you get the people in front of you, they sit down or they get out their phones, then the line moves, and they don't see it, and then you're like, come on, let's go, and then you move up, and then you got to wait.
And the kids are terrible in those slow movers.
Right, they start hanging on the stanchions and swinging
yes,
around.
Yes, 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 yep, yes.
Exactly. So it was frustrating. And then on top of that, because it took so long, we missed our fast pass for Expedition Everest, which is fine, but I would have liked to have gone on that one more time. But we were cutting it close, so that was it. That was all we did. We met up with everyone else after we got off the ride, and we headed back to the hotel and waited for the Magical Express. And
oh, that's a sad time, isn't it?
Yeah, Magical Express on the way home is not always the best, but I was ready to get home to see my girls. I definitely miss them after being away for over a week. So I was ready to get home, and it was really fun trip. It was good seeing you, obviously. Good spending time with my sisters and my parents, and always good to be at Disney. Oh, you have any questions you want to ask? You want to just get to the next break, and then you can kind of...
I don't really have any questions. You were pretty thorough on this trip report.
I tried, and I took a lot of pictures, so that's actually... I was just going through all my pictures and kind of jogging my memory as I went through, so that definitely mm-hmm. helped. All right, well, then take us to our next break, Billy.
All right, we're going to take a break, Bill.
Thank you.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 195 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro Davis podcast. Mr. Klinsman just shared part two of his trip report down at Walt Disney World. Pretty much just covering filth and a few rides.
Yeah,
Would that be a fair summary?
Definitely a fair summary. I mean, the food's the main attraction for me, mm-hmm. although Flights of Passage was definitely cool to experience. I guess at the end of the day, if that's the last ride you do on your trip, it's not a bad thing, right?
No.
I was hoping to do a little more in Animal Kingdom, but...
That's the last ride you did, and the last thing you ate on part one was Art Smith, so...
Yeah, it ended a good
Sounds like a fantastic vacation.
Yeah, it was very good. Definitely very good. Enjoyed it a lot. But, yeah, I don't have really anything else to add. It was good to be there. Good to bump into a couple people. The Facebook Live, people seem to like that. So next time you go, you got to get on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to do. I liked talking to the people back
Especially during the interaction, because I did a few with you on Thunder Mountain, and it was just kind of cool interacting with people online.
Yeah, exactly. I like that part. All right, you want to bring us home?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast?
That's the name of the show, yep. It'll be 4 years coming up soon. Just forget the name of the show.
I'm sorry, I was just looking at the bottom, the ESPN ticker, and Tatum and Irving both have 15 points.
Oh, very good.
So, I got a little distracted. You can email me, Mike, at Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. Look at our YouTube channel. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, am I forgetting anything other than your email address?
No, just Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com.
That's all I got.
All right, beautiful.
All right, thanks for listening to episode 195 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro Davis Podcast. For my cousin up in Westerly, I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.